This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's Lynn and Kelvin on the evening edition. It's 5:12 p.m. and it's another day at Day One Rakyat, which means a fresh update on Popet Parliament. Tasha Fusil has the stories. Now, I hear there was drama happening right off the bat this morning between opposition MPs and the Deputy Speaker of Parliament.
Yep, there was. It started when Ngah Kor Meng, the Deputy Speaker of Parliament, kicked off the proceedings by kicking out Tan Sri Noor Omar from Parliament for 3 days, ruling that the Tanjung Karang MP had insulted him when he was chairing the day before.
Yang Berhormat Tanjung Karang, tanpa kebenaran dari Tuan Yang di-Pertua Dewan Rakyat, telah melemparkan tuduhan terhadap institusi speaker dengan mengulangi tomahan bahawa pengerusi mesyuarat tidak layak menjadi speaker. Walaupun penjelasan telah diberi oleh saya dan beliau dikehendaki merujuk kepada handset. Oleh yang demikian, berdasarkan kepada kuasa saya yang diberi di bawah perkara 43 dan 44, saya dengan ini memerintah Tanjung Karang keluar dari majlis mesyuarat bagi tempoh selama 3 hari, iaitu hari ini 19 hari bulan Mac, hari Rabu 20 hari bulan Mac dan Khamis 21 hari bulan Mac. Saya menyarankan supaya Tanjung Karang mengambil iktibar tidak mengulangi kelakuan menghina majlis mesyuarat pada masa yang akan datang, dan saya berharap ahli-ahli yang berhormat sekalian dapat bersama-sama menjaga tertib dalam Dewan Mesyuarat yang mulia ini.
But the thing is, Tanjung Karang MP Noor Omar wasn't actually there to receive the message. So other BN MPs spoke on his behalf, pleading that Ngah at least wait for Noor to be present before proceeding with the suspension.
Right. And did those pleas do anything at all?
No, it did not. He thanked them for their kind words, but still sort of stuck to his guns.
Terima kasih kedua-dua yang berhormat atas kata-kata yang manis ini. Penjelasan pun saya telah berikan, keputusan telah dibuat. Ini adalah tanggungjawab ahli parlimen hadir di mesyuarat. Bukan tanggungjawab saya pastikan dia hadir. Ini terpulang kepada budi bicara ahli yang berhormat. Teruskan setiausaha, keputusan
Speaker,
telah dibuat. Point taken.
Terima kasih. Ya, Yang Berhormat Dato' Speaker, sekiranya Yang Berhormat Dato' Speaker tidak memberikan peluang kepada Yang Berhormat Tanjung Karang, saya pun minta maaf pada Yang Berhormat Dato' Speaker dan saya mohon untuk keluar daripada sidang Dewan ketika Yang Berhormat mengusikan persidangan Dewan yang mulia ini. Terima kasih, Yang Berhormat.
Okay, terpulang kepada budi bicara Yang Berhormat. Silakan, Setiausaha.
So together, the MPs from both BN and PAS sort of walked out of the chambers and marched over to the reporters to give a press conference, you know, to talk about how unfair the suspension was. And we thought, you know, that was already so dramatic. But a couple of hours later, in comes Noor Omar himself to storm into the chambers, despite being banned, to demand an explanation for his suspension. So chaos ensues as it usually does. You can imagine all the kerfuffle that was happening in the chambers. The opposition claimed that the suspension wasn't permissible, while Pakatan argued that it was. This went all the way until the morning session broke for lunch.
This is what happens when you're not there to receive a message. You kind of end up storming the situation.
This is such a waste of time. And this isn't the first time opposition MPs have staged a walkout. Not even the second in recent times, with the last walkout being about Sisvar Raj's controversial presence in the Dewan. This time, what was the offence that prompted the Deputy Speaker to kick Noor Omar out in the first place?
So apparently Noor had only asked Ngah to verify whether or not he had made a statement, like pretty insulting statement, that if UMNO and PAS were to form government, Malaysia would be akin to Afghanistan being ruled by the Taliban. To him, it was unethical for Ngah to give out that suspension just for asking that question alone.
Jadi saya tanya dalam lewat, betul tak betul yang ahli parlimen terlintas ada membuat kenyataan seperti ini? Itu saja saya tanya. Kalau kata betul, katalah betul. Janganlah putar belik jawapannya. Jadi kalau kenyataan ini tidak betul, dia sebagai timbalan speaker kena berani. Kalau dia tak sebut tetapi media make isu ni, dia samalah media. Itu saja. Mohon dia kena, siapa yang mina dewan sekarang? Saya ataupun timbalan speaker? Timbalan speaker yang mina dewan. Tidak berani bercakap kenyataan yang benar di dalam dewan. Ngapalah saya pula yang kena digantung? Patutnya timbalan speaker yang kena letak jawatan kerana menghina dewan. Inilah contoh Parlimen Malaysia yang memalukan, menjatuhkan satu parlimen is legislature yang membuat undang-undang, tetapi di parlimen sendiri tidak mengikut rule of law, mengikut rule of jungle. kalau di parlimen pun dah mengikut rule of jungle, bagaimana kita nak harapkan rakyat di luar sana mendapat rule of law yang betul?
So, in all of that indignance, he kind of forgot to mention that there were these major insults that he had hurled at the deputy speaker yesterday. He had said things like Nga had embarrassed his house and his robes and songkok. So when Noh returned to the chambers after lunch, Dewan Rakyat Speaker Muhammad Arif Muhammad Yusof sort of stood firm and upheld Nga's decision from earlier today. So Noh had no choice but to exit Parliament.
You're proud of that pun, I can tell. You know, while I've greatly enjoyed listening to these deeply passive-aggressive and well-spoken digs at one another, it is so unproductive. So much happened, but so little work actually took place.
True. I mean, it was quite entertaining at the time to witness, but ultimately really unproductive. Somewhat related news, I thought it was interesting that even though PAS and UMNO were sort of being very chummy, standing next to each other in the press conference, not all members are so comfy with that recent term that's being ascribed to them, right? Them being married. And it seems like it's a term that's a bit too sacred for the likes of UMNO Sekjen Tan Sri Anwar Musa.
The term marriage should not be used because as we have mentioned earlier, we are at a very early stage of putting things together. We always use the ta'awun as the terminology to avoid confusion, meaning cooperation. Even that, we are still at a very early stage. We have formed a committee to draw the roadmap because even ta'awun or cooperation is a very broad term that need to be defined because we have different level of party members from the very at the grassroots level, the cawangan we call it, at the division level, at the state level, at the national level, and then we have the various wings. So things must be properly clarified. So marriage is a very, very general term, and that can create confusion. Already some confusion arise. So we would like to stick to the terminology cooperation or ta'awun or kerjasama, which need to be further defined.
So they're not totally sure what the relationship status is between...
It is clearly complicated.
Exactly.
Very much
That's
that.
Their Facebook status. But what Anwar Musa was really sure about was that despite the reports to the contrary, I think there was an article in Malaysia Kini, that they would be retracting their summons to the MPs and adjuns that have left. He came out to say that, no, that's not happening. We're still going ahead with it.
I would like to mention categorically that those report is not true, that we are withdrawing and we are not proceeding with the summon due to cost, high cost. That's what, if I've read correctly, what Malaysia Kini has written. I can confirm today that all adun and MPs that have left the party, they will get the summons respectively. Almost 30 of them, 20 in Sabah, and another 10 or so MPs and adun in Semenanjung. A few in Johor, 2 cases in Perak, 1 case in Kedah for adun, and all the MPs. So, no exception.
That was UMNO Secretary General Anwar Musa continuing this conversation both about what's going to happen to the MPs and adjuns who've actually bounced out of the BN coalition, as well as really, are they married? Are they not? Are they just kind of holding hands and seeing what happens? Can you, you know, we would like you to weigh in actually. Do you care about all this parliamentary drama, or would you rather just, you know, no matter how dull it may seem, just watch our MPs get down to work as opposed to kind of griping with each other? If you have any thoughts on the matter, call us. That number, 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018 789 8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. So, all this politicking aside, did anything more eventful or perhaps more fruitful actually happen in Parliament?
I'm not sure about fruitful, but because of the walkout, a few of the questions scheduled for the day went unanswered because, you know, the MPs that posed the questions, they have to be there to actually hear the answer. So there were a few questions that didn't even manage to, you know, hit the floor. But despite that, I think there were still a couple of things of note. De facto, Law Minister Liu Vu-Kyung told Dewan Rakyat that Putrajaya has advised the police not to apply the Sedition Act pending its repeal. This was in response to Lembah Pantai MP Fahmi Fadzil, who had asked about the progress of the pledge abolition and whether police would refrain from applying the law until then.
Kerajaan sememangnya dalam proses untuk meninjau dan juga mempertimbangkan akta hasutan ini dan dengan tujuan untuk memasukkan Dengan dasar ini, kerajaan telah pun memutuskan bahawa sekiranya terdapat siapa saja yang telah pun terikat ataupun fall under di akta kehasutan, mana kerajaan telah pun mengeluarkan arahan kepada pihak polis untuk tidak menggunakan akta itu terhadap mereka yang terlibat. Kerana dalam proses ini kerajaan telah pun mengambil pendirian bahawa akta itu akan dikaji ataupun diubah ataupun dimansu sekali. So this still dalam work in progress, dan saya harap akta ini satu keputusan mutamad akan dibuat dalam jangka masa yang terdekat ini.
The minister also commented in the lobby on the death sentence that is scheduled this Friday for Michael Gehring. He is a Malaysian who was convicted of murder and robbery in Singapore. The minister only just found out about the imminent execution, but says that they will reach out to Singapore to ask to commute the death sentence.
Singapore has taken the stand that they have the law to be complied with, and we have to respect their decision on that particular issue. I just came to know about this, so I will look into it and then I will work on this, yeah. But of course, it's at the mercy of the President of Singapore to give decision whether to commute or not. So we can write to the President and see what he has to say.
That was de facto Law Minister Liu Vui Kiong. Were there any updates about the crisis in Pasir Gudang?
There were. Health Minister Datuk Sri Datuk Haji Zulkifli Ahmad gave a brief report on the number of patients who are still receiving treatment.
Saya mengemaskini informasi daripada Pasir Gudang.
Okay.
Sehingga 12 malam tadi, jumlah yang kami saksi ataupun yang kami rawat yang datang kepada fasiliti kami, our ground command center GCC kami itu, adalah 304 cases. Ya, 304 cases, di mana daripada jumlah itu hanya 15 saja yang kita admit atau kita warded, kita masukkan dalam fasiliti kami. Ya, semalam kita sebutkan ada 4 di ICU, semua no longer on intubation dan no longer ventilated. Tetapi hari ini daripada 4 tinggal 2 saja di ICU. Namun saya nak sebutkan ada seorang yang diintubasi kembali ataupun diventilated kembali yang berumur 12 tahun, pelajar perempuan.
Dr. Zulkifli also said that from his observations, a large number of the people who were seeking treatment seem to be experiencing panic attacks more than anything else, but that they would still be open to help and receive anyone who needed the help.
Saya dapat berarti sendiri ketika saya di HSA, ya, ada pasien yang datang nampaknya macam memang cemas, tetapi bila saya perhatikan, mereka itu hanyalah hyperventilating. Maknanya hyperventilating, depan jantungnya pantas, sebenarnya dari tachycardia dan sebagainya. Tetapi bila kita perhatikan, ini adalah semacam apa yang disebutkan oleh doktor di sana, ya, this is actually some panic kind of syndrome, ya, yang berlaku ketika situasi seperti ini, especially on girls, young girls. Mereka cemas, dan saya pergi ke ward dan perhatikan they are in no immediate danger, cuma mereka cemas, ya. Jadi itu ada what's known as panic syndrome. So, apapun kita rawat dan kita pastikan mereka diberikan counseling yang cukup dan sebagainya, ya. Harap-harap dia tidak ada apa-apa keracunan yang baru.
That was Health Minister Dr. Zulkifli Ahmad.
And Tash, really, really quickly, yesterday, Kepong MP Lim Lip Ing called for a review of approved permit licenses. This is a conversation that I think has been kind of broiling around. He claimed that a company linked to UMNO politician Jamal Yunus had been awarded an AP by the previous administration. Did he have anything to add to that today?
He did. He held a PC. I think he feels that this sort of this issue needed more attention, more media attention. Today, he gave a suggestion to reconfigure the system, since at the moment it really only benefits a certain segment of the Bumiputra.
Saya carang kepada kerajaan untuk tidak memberi AP terbuka import kereta kepada syarikat-syarikat lagi. Sebaliknya, kerajaan patut menubuhkan satu yayasan. Saya carangkan yayasan itu dinamakan Yayasan Bumiputra AP Import Kereta. Semua AP diberi kepada yayasan yayasan yang jual kereta, keuntungan hasil daripada yayasan boleh dikongsi, diberi kepada golongan Melayu B40. Mengapa kerajaan masih bantu syarikat yang sudah kaya macam kumpulan syarikat NASA dan sebagainya? They are already filthy rich. All their bosses are not driving Mercedes but Ferrari, Lamborghini. So why are the government still helping them? We should help the Melayu B40, bukan the top 40 richest.
That was Kepong MP Lim Lip Eng suggesting that a yayasan be set up to distribute the revenue gain from AP licenses to the B40. Now, if you have any thoughts about the walkout, AP licenses or anything else, and we have received quite a few messages about the AP licenses, but we have to hit to some messages first. In the meantime, you can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp at 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. More after this, keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.